Recognizing awareness. And what awareness is aware of. Opening to the possibility of a relaxed and yet alert awareness. Maybe there's the possibility of connecting with awareness that's already here. Aware, maybe, of a little bit of continuity of awareness, already aware. Awareness already happening. With experience already being received. At times, the interest and the experience is connected to specific qualities of the experience. How the experience feels. In touch sensation, perhaps the coolness or warmth, hardness or softness. Vibration or pulsing, movement or stillness. Moisture or dryness. In hearing, we might connect with the pitch and tone, whether There's an increase in volume or a decrease in volume. It's various specific qualities of the experience itself. Kind of underneath the idea of the experience and what's the actual experience. Sometimes that's where the interest is. And at times, especially as there's a little more momentum to the mindfulness, there can start being interest. We could say perhaps that wisdom starts being interested in noticing not so much the specific qualities of the experience, but the more general nature of the experience as changing, as impermanent. Awareness might at times tune in to the flow or the changing nature of experience rather than the individual experiences themselves. This kind of changing nature is always happening. And there are different ways it might be experienced. This impermanent, changing nature. Some of the ways it might be experienced. There might be perhaps a noticing the attention shift from experience to experience. Noticing the change of attention. Or we might be noticing change right within an experience. For instance, a sound becoming stronger and then weaker. Or a body sensation shifting, changing. In size or shape, a vibration expanding or contracting, strengthening or weakening. There's a phrase in the suttas about recognizing this kind of changing nature or attuning to, noticing that experience arises, persists, and passes away. And even within the persisting, there are often fluctuations. Any experience, all experience has this nature to arise to have a quality of change and to pass away. How is change being experienced? Sometimes we might, it's not really us, it's the awareness and wisdom orienting to experience, orienting to observing change. Sometimes awareness and wisdom are kind of more interested in the arising aspect of experience. Now you might notice things arising, but never notice them passing away. It's like continual, oh, that arose, and then that arose, and that arose. Or sometimes there might be more wisdom and awareness, might be more interested in noticing the ending side of impermanence. Notice things passing away. That experience can sometimes feel a little unsettling. As soon as awareness notice is something, it's already vanishing. It feels like sometimes nowhere to land. That can feel a little unsettling. So noticing that, the relationship to change. Sometimes seeing change is delightful. Noticing the delight, too. Sometimes we can attune to this experience of change by dropping in the question or holding the intention, how is change being experienced? But sometimes awareness and wisdom are more interested in other things. They're more interested in specific qualities of experience. More interested in understanding the suffering nature of experience and the releasing of suffering. So we don't have to try to notice impermanence, and yet at times it's there. And sometimes there can be an interesting exploration when it feels like things are not impermanent, when it feels like there's a solidity in experience, curiosity of What is that experience of solidity? Is it really solid? Just allowing the attention to open and rest with experience as it is. Are you aware? What is awareness noticing? We don't have to make anything happen. Experience is already happening. From the poem I quoted yesterday, nothing to do or undo. Nothing to force. Nothing to want. And nothing missing. How amazing. Everything happens by itself. Or we could say, everything happens in its own nature.